Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning.
Thank you for waking up with us this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We are brought to you by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled, and Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. Political analyst, home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Happy 4th of July to all the citizens in Detroit.
Yes, and I am so excited about this morning, July 4th. Podcaster, writer, author, speaker, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. And good morning, Detroit. And yes, happy 4th of July.
Yes. Minister, songstress, devotional leader, and evangelist, Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning, everyone. Happy 4th of July. I missed you guys last week. Looking forward to a great show today.
Yes. We miss you too, and but we know you are busy. There's a lot going on. It's my matter of fact, it's my lead news story this morning. We're going to get to the news in just a second. This portion of the program is brought to you by Woodson Family Insurance Agency and Livernois Dental Care. Keep your smile bright. And, of course, the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. It's great to see these commercials now. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, known as the Warrior Lawyer, he's all over TV now, and it's great to see a familiar face and a familiar name, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, a lot of times I'm sitting here working on the computer, and I hear the voice, and it's like, okay, all right, that's our attorney, Johnny Hawkins. Man, I tell you, yes, we are so
funny,
cool.
It was funny, when I was in the doctor's office, and I was looking at NBC, was it NBC, CNE, whatever, NBC, whatever,
MSNBC.
There we go. And I'm sitting here, and I saw a commercial pop up. I'm like, and then my man, I'm like, that's Johnny. And then I seen it again on CNE. It's really been running nationally.
Yeah.
Yes, it has. Yes, he has.
And he has joined the fight. He's right up there. With all the rest of the super lawyers now. So it's so proud. We're so proud, and we're so glad to be affiliated. And I'm so glad that he supports us right here on the Michael Van Tool Show on blogtalkradio.com. All right. Optimal IT Solutions. If you need repairs on your desktop, your laptop, and if you need a new computer system installed at your office, Optimal IT Solutions is the one to call. Their number is 248-796-2429. And if you would like your company to be associated with the growing list of companies supporting the Michael Van Tool Show, Community Highlights, and be in the driver's seat, you can call 248-516-2429. 8300. We handle it all at Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, 248-516-8300. If you would like your company to be associated with our programs on Sunday mornings. All right. man, I've got some hot news for you this morning. Unfortunately, I do have to say some things about Vice President Kamala Harris. Things don't seem to be going too well in the vice president's circle. We're going to be right back with more on that right after these messages.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads. Woodson Family Insurance Agency is an independent, family-owned AAA agency located in downtown Auburn Hills. Specializing in auto, home, condo, renters, watercraft, recreational vehicles, motorcycle insurance, and life insurance. We also sell AAA memberships. In the very near future, we'll also be brokered to sell Medicare insurance plans. Trust Woodson Family Insurance to help you navigate through the new auto insurance reform that started July 2nd, 2020. Call us for all your questions and let us help you make the right choice for you. We can be reached at 248-572-6506. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Woodson Family Insurance Agency. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. Thanks for joining us this 4th of July. We appreciate it. We've got news coming up first, and then we're going to hear from the Sunday morning team, and then we're going to open up the phone lines. It's any topic this morning, and I'm going to just call out the last four of your numbers, of your phone number, just to alert you that we are opening up your line to make a comment or ask a question. So just be ready for that. We're going to call the last four numbers and then open up your phone lines. In the news this morning, Bishop Charles M. Laster Sr. is retiring after 39 years in the ministry. Bishop Laster, head of a musical dynasty in Detroit, is retiring as presiding prelate at Greater Pentecostal Temple, a beacon of light and hope on the east side of Detroit. The official retirement celebration is an outdoor event on July 18th at 3 p.m. The motorcade begins at 1 with the ceremony at 3 p.m. at Greater Pentecostal Temple, 15932 East Warren Avenue, Detroit, 48224. We will be talking about this more in a few minutes. From CNN, for 4 days, Darren James and his family were multi-billionaires. The real estate agent from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and his wife were doing a routine check on their finances last Saturday when they noticed $50 billion with a B. $50 billion had been mistakenly deposited into their Chase bank account. Unfortunately, the money was deposited in error, and Chase restored the family's account to its correct balance last Tuesday. Darren James told CNN, "The bank hasn't even called me. We haven't heard anything from anyone." 460,000 NCAA student athletes can potentially sign name, image, likeness endorsement deals as a result of a new ruling. The profit-making deal has already begun. Student athletes are going to social media to announce their different types of deals they've signed. This is a fundamental change to Title IX implemented 50 years ago. Under the new arrangements, college athletes will be allowed to engage in activities involving endorsement deals, social media deals, compensation from coaching, personal appearances, and signing autographs. The White House is in damage control this week after reports of dysfunction and infighting in Vice President Kamala Harris's office. Meanwhile, the White House is trying to stop a drama-filled narrative from taking hold. People are beginning to talk, anonymously, of course. Two people close to the Harris team said some on her team are frustrated with what they see as a dysfunctional operation that has been hit by internal conflict. Some blame Kamala Harris's chief of staff, Tina Flannoy. Another source close to the staff said there were challenges and struggles, complaints, and tension. But let me, okay, the news is over. Let me make my comments on this. I noticed some problems a few weeks ago when the vice president took her first trip, her first foreign trip to Guatemala. She seemed a little unorganized, a little unprepared. She was unprepared with her answers. She couldn't even handle softball questions from reporters, even from Lester Holt from NBC Nightly News. Now, come on, how easy does it get when you get a question from Lester Holt? And she basically avoided his questions. She seemed to have taken a confrontational approach. She almost was arguing with him. She also, and he's not the only one. She appeared on some other programs in Guatemala when she was there and appeared to laugh off some questions. Her answers were not made properly. They were made without much thought or preparation. Personally, and I'd like to hear you guys comment on this when I finish. I think she hit the ground running, you know, but somebody should have stopped at the beginning after the election and did some sort of debriefing. I don't know how much of a, you know, like a tutorial that she went through. But somebody just has to stop, tell us that she's going on vacation, and put her through some sort of a two-week Dale Carnegie course or something, and go through some sort of a step-by-step process so she can slow things down, learn how to talk with authority, move with some assurance and confidence. I don't know what's going on there, but somebody needs to, like, do some intervention in here before it goes off the rails. All right, let me go to my Sunday morning team. Henrietta Ivy, go right ahead.
Woo, so let me say this, and I'm going to be real brief. I'll say this. My choice for vice president was Stacey Abrams, and I'll say that, literally. And I'm not saying this, I have any reason.
What
did
you say?
Marriage.
I told you guys.
I'm serious. I feel like there shouldn't be no lacking in anything that you spoke of, Michael. She should already
have
been prepared.
She should have been ready. She should have been ready on day one.
Exactly. Yeah. So going in day one, you already in your mind are prepared for any and everything and all questions. You are going in knowing that these are kind of, you're going to have questions coming at you. And then being in politics as long as she's been in politics, there should have never been any conflict or any unpreparedness. Now, I'll give a take here or there, but going in foot first, head first, heart first, everything first, you automatically are ready. So I feel like if she needs so much preparedness, what does that say about her as a true politician, and what does that say about her as a truthful person? You said you was ready, and now you're acting like you're not. Did you go in thinking you can just because you were Kamala, that's all you needed?
Well, she was my pick from the very beginning. I predicted that she was going to be the vice president-elect back then during the election. I still like her. I still stand by her. But I do think she needs to kind of go and take a tutorial on being vice president, but I think she's, you know.
I don't think she should be taking no tutorials in this position. I think she should already be ready. Again, this when you go in for the, this is just like when you're talking about politics in any level of government. You don't go in needing a tutorial. You should
right.
go in knowing what you need to do.
101, politics 101. Yeah.
You should only the only policy, the only thing you need to go in knowing to do is how it operates. Because yes, you're in a different seat, but you should go in knowing how to apply what you need to the new operations of things. And that's what we need to stop babying black politics like that. We need not to be going in thinking, oh well, you know, give somebody a chance. Well, they'll get it right. We ain't got time for you to be getting it right. When you knocked on our doors and you campaigned and you ad and you came on TV and you talked ready. We expect for you to be ready going
Ooh,
in.
Listen, Henrietta, you coming on. You coming
on
a little harsh there, strong on the sister.
Well, because you don't expect these politicians to come in unprepared. You knocked on our door saying you was prepared. You got on TV saying you was ready. So I'm not giving anybody, Kamala, Biden, nobody, not even in this city. You're not getting no second chance. If you knock on my door and you tell me that you're ready to run, and you're ready to do your thing. I'm expect that out of you. This type of antics going on now, all this, I'm going to say but hostile environment type thing going on, that should not be.
Well, you know, I do want to, I appreciate that. I do want to get to the rest of the Sunday morning team, but I do want to hear from one of our callers ending in 6601. Good morning. Happy 4th of July. Bishop Kathy, good morning.
My Lord, I had my hand up too. I wanted to say something.
I know, Bishop, I know you follow things closely. What's your take on how candidates are prepared for public office? I know you got to say a lot about that.
Proper preparation prevents poor performance. Period.
All right. Oh, wow.
Period.
He was really
properly prepared. Yes, if you are properly prepared, then you ain't got to worry about your performance being anything other than what you prepared yourself for. However, right, for the vice president, I love her, dearly, respect her. I even respect what my sister say. Shout out to the entire Sunday morning team and our wonderful missionary as well. Shout out to all of them. But let me say this here, right? She stated her authority. She stated her greatest position when she became the vice president, when she took that oath of office. So to me, the things in which that she's learning or the way it may seem like this to us, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's the way it is. I want to look at and focus in on thanking her for being for who she is and getting in the position that none of us in this entire world would ever believe that a black person, more or less a black woman, would be in those positions. So my stand on it is just focusing on the appreciation that I have for. Of course she's going to stumble. Of course she's going to have bad. We all have bad moments. We all have moments in which we stumble. Yes, that's going to happen. But I think that we should just, if we focus in more on what she has accomplished, what she has done, the way that she has paid for all of us, that's my focal point. That's my stand on that.
Well, Bishop, thank you so much. And we're going to keep you, we're going to click back on to you a little bit later, too, just to, because we are definitely going to be talking about some other topics. So hang on there. Thank you for your input, because I know you follow politics very closely.
Yes.
We appreciate your comments, so thank you. I want to go to another caller ending in 1155. If you would like to, if you got a question, I'd like to make a comment on our topic this morning with Vice President Kamala Harris. Good morning, caller. Go right ahead.
Yes, praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Joyce, a.k.a. Harriet Tubman of the Hood.
Good morning.
Good morning. To make an announcement, but I'd like to say something on behalf of Kamala Harris. She is in very high position, vice president. Never, ever in history, as we know, a black woman being the vice president.
Yeah.
So preparation is key. Power is key.
Yeah.
So this is something that we got to take to the throne of grace. We don't want her to fall in disgrace.
We don't need
the prick coming against this woman. We got to come together, whatever the issue, we got to pray for this lady. She's being attacked on left, right, side. And if she's not strong in God, she's not strong in the word, I don't care. We got to have some extra power on this type of stuff. We're facing many demonic forces of evil. So we got to rally behind her, pray that she get her position back, pray that she get her standing back, pray that she be able to stand with her back straight. That's my movement, straight back, that I'm going to talk about. Hey, and we don't support her. No division in our camp. We don't need it at this time. We're going to stand behind her like they stand behind people that fall all the time. The Republicans, they stand behind them. We're going to stand behind her. Because evidently God put her in that position. It's no way that one wouldn't win the one if it weren't for God backing us to vote for them. Because God said promotion don't come from the east or the west. It comes from the Lord. So we're going to back her in prayer, and hopefully she'll get her backing back.
Amen. And I had the pleasure of talking with you, seeing you again at the forum at Ford Memorial Church on Warren Avenue a week ago. So I know that you are politically oriented, and I know, you know, you forgot we were sitting right next to each other. So it was, you know, so I just knew you would have some comments on Kamala Harris, but you're right. We want her to succeed. We want her to succeed. And we know that the right is going to take this as an opportunity to embarrass her and challenge her and insult her. But we need to, you know, I agree with you. We need to pray that she gets it together. Because they're only going to keep coming after her. And so we have to make sure that she is prepared and ready and that we are going to support her. But you've got something coming up, an event. Tell us about that, your event.
Thank you so much for allowing me to share that. It's Fun City, not Gun City. What's wrong with a little fun? So it's going to be July 31st. At St. Suzanne Cottonwood, 19321 West Chicago. It's going to be from 11 to 9 p.m. And it's going to be a giant basketball rally, 18 to 24, a gospel rally. A talent show, and political leaders are going to speak, because this is that time to address the crowd, because that election in Detroit, which is crucial, is coming up. So we're going to have the politicians, we're going to pepper them throughout, and they will be able to speak, and we're going to have a jazz concert. I need funds, I need monies. We're going to have the Bunty Houses. Anybody like to donate? I don't know if I can say that on your show. My Cash App is Straight Back Movement with a small M. But anyway, I need prayer. Most of all, my executive directors. I have three. One of my executive directors helping me carry this out. They're going to be rappers. I'm a rapper myself. And I like you, come on. And also, I'm going to end because I don't want to touch too much time. But the Detroit Awards ceremonies will be held today at Norton Park on Pembroke. So it's going to be a lot of young people, rappers, performers. I will be performing. Bishop Kathy will. Stephen Kathy, Bishop Kathy will. So God bless you and all your endeavors. And I'm
God bless you.
I didn't know I was.
God bless you, and I just love your energy. And my candidate Erica Maria and I will be at your event later this month, so we're looking forward to it. We have your flyer, and I just love your energy. Thanks, Bishop Kathy, for connecting the two of us together. So we really appreciate that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us this morning.
So much.
All right. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, go right ahead. Let's jump in and keep it going.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for your comments. I want us to think about Kamala Harris this way. Yes, she rolls very high in politics. She's been in politics for a very long time. However, being president, vice president, these are positions that very few people will ever attain in life. I don't care who you are. Number two, you are only as good as the staff that surrounds you. Michael, you know this from running campaigns. You watch political candidates who have terrible campaign teams not do well.
Yeah.
And your team is the other part of your success. And so when I was reading this article and I was listening to what people were saying, I hadn't seen the missteps that you've seen, but I thought, here's a team that is very green. They are not, they don't have the national experience that they
need.
And so you are seeing it. And the problem is a lot of times when people have campaigns, they typically will hire the people that were in the trenches with them. Sometimes those aren't always the best hires. So there may have to be some changes in order to put things on the right ship. But here's the other problem that we need to remember. And Michael, you said it. Kamala Harris, President Biden, or Vice President Harris, President Biden, had to hit the ground running. Why? Because we were coming off one of the most controversial, the worst president in history. We had a
pandemic
that was raging.
Yeah,
we had a pandemic. Yeah. We had an economy. And we had all kinds of things happening internationally. That's a lot to put on someone's plate. And if we really sit back and look at who's responsible for what and what they have to do, it is a lot to ask. Now, is it unreasonable to ask that Vice President Harris has a tutoring session? They can still do that, where somebody says, hey, let's help you out and make some changes. And I'm sure that that will be coming within the week. Because they're going to have to make sure
it's coming.
Things are tied up.
Yeah.
It's coming.
The story is on CNN this morning.
Right.
Yes.
And the reason that it's coming is because President Biden said, I'm only running for one term. So they're already thinking reelection. And so this is not going to bode well for her. I agree with what Bishop Cathy said and the minister that was just on. Forgive me, I can't remember her name, but the lady that was on that said that we got to stand behind her and we have to support her. We do have to support her. And yes, she should be prepared, and she wasn't, but not everything you can prepare for as much as you would like to be prepared for.
True.
Just because it's not possible. It's not possible to prepare for being the president of the United States.
For
it's
everything.
Not possible to prepare.
Right.
Exactly. There are situations, there are things that when you are running as a candidate that you are given privy to or access to, that any other position, elected position, you wouldn't know unless you were on something like national security or something like that, that you had to understand. So just understand it. Vice President Harris is under a tremendous amount of pressure. She really hasn't, from what I've seen, had the time to be able to step back and do some things. If you guys remember her own personal home where she was moving into, they were having issues with that.
Well, that's right.
It's been a lot of things. And part of it is trying to fill open positions within the White House, because, you know, when the last administration left, we had a lot of empty positions. And so they had to really start over from a much weaker position than previous administrations.
Kimberly,
just want to give her some
grace. There was one more thing that we both didn't mention, and that was, didn't Biden say that she was in charge of the border crisis too?
Yes.
She had a lot thrown to her. She does need, okay, let's give her a chance, you know, but I can tell you this, the right is not going to give her a chance, but we need to give her a chance to get caught up with all this, you know?
Exactly.
Yes. Let's go to Evangelist Christy Laster.
Good morning. All wonderful comments that have been said so far, but I tend to agree with the idea that she does deserve a chance and an opportunity, even if there's something in error. It's not like it's a legal matter and she went against the law in any type of way. She does deserve a chance. And I'm certain that there is some type of preparedness that happens prior to. But, you know, we can be hard on her and we can go off and do all of this. It won't change much. But think about this high prestigious position that she's in and having to manage all of that. It's a lot. Think about you and your life and the stress that you experience on a daily basis. And there are times where we have days where we're just off and we need a moment to pull it together to think
through the process. Christy Laster, you had to go there, didn't you? You had to turn it and put the spotlight on us. And how are we doing right now, right?
I'm speaking to the listeners. How about that?
Okay, you think she's bad. But you know what? You brought up a good point, and that is, let's put in perspective. You're right. You always say the right things. We saw a bad vice president over the past 4 years. Okay, this ain't nowhere. You're right. She's not breaking any laws. She's just trying to. It's like trying to ride a bike. Okay, she kind of swerved off a little bit, but she's still
on the bike.
And like
Kimberly said,
you know?
Yeah, she may need to make some adjustments with her team. Because when you think about, you know, on our level, right, we may work for a major corporation, and before our president and CEO goes to speak and answer questions about anything, we make sure that we cover all possible topics that can be thrown at that individual. So there was some preparedness that could have taken place, I'm sure, but at the same time, she needs to just take a step back, breathe for a moment, breathe. Sometimes we just need a moment to breathe because so much is happening all at once. But let's give her the opportunity to continue to go in the right direction. Okay, like you said, she may be on the bike and had a little curve, maybe a little fall off the bike. Let's give her an opportunity to correct it, get back on the bike, and let's go full force because we have some years to go, right? Let's not say, you know, throw her to the wayside. What if that were you? Do you want to be thrown to the wayside? No. You'd want another opportunity to pull it together. And she may not be our number one candidate. She may be your number one candidate. But the fact of the matter is she is there. And the right, they're going to try to eat her alive. So
yes,
she needs
somebody
to show her some support during this time.
Look at Evangelist Christy Laster breaking it down. Oh, my goodness. Okay, before we take a station break and come back with weather, Christy, tell us about all the activity, all the stuff that's going on over at Grand Pentecostal right now.
Oh, my goodness. We are so excited. At Greater Pentecostal Temple Church, my father, my bishop, he has been our fearless pastor and leader for 39 years. I won't say what age I was when he started pastoring, but he's finally made that decision after turning, I don't know, I say so many different numbers, who knows. But he's finally made that decision to retire. He's 75 years old. He's been in Christ for 60 years. He's been ministering for over 50 years, and he's still going to be the presiding prelate of the organization that he runs, but he's turning the church over to Pastor Charles Laster II, So we're looking forward to just, you know, going forward. And when you think about Pastor Charles, he's had a lot of training but doesn't know everything. But as some of the TikToks are saying, some of the young people may be listening or get this beside them. So we're looking forward to positive changes that are happening. And Bishop will still be right there as Pastor Emeritus, giving us wisdom and guidance as we move forward.
And let me just add this, Evangelist Christy. Bishop Laster has really made Greater Pentecostal there a beacon of light in that area. I mean, it is like everybody knows about Greater Pentecostal. Everybody knows Bishop Laster. Everybody knows about Warren Avenue and Bishop Laster on the east side of Detroit. He has made himself an institution over there. And the people, the residents around there, the business owners, will remember this forever. He has really been a support in that area, and he cares for the people there, and he provides a lot of things for them. Those doors have been open for so many years over there, and I know he spends a lot of time at that church.
You know, one of the things I can truly say, not just because he's my father, but just watching him as a man, he is most known not only just for being a man of God, but he's a man of faith, he's a giver, and he's a man of integrity. If you ask anybody that has ever heard of the name Charles Laster Sr., they'll tell you, oh, that's a good guy. He's a man of integrity. His name has not been dragged through the mud, because he hasn't given anybody any reason to. So I really appreciate having that type of role model in my life to know that I can stay on a straight and narrow path, I can live a good life, serve the Lord, be a giver, and it'll pay off after a while.
Yes, and not to even mention the musical dynasty he has built with you and your brothers and himself, and it's just a joy to hear and see and listen to the Laster family. We're grateful, Christy, that you're here on the program with us. We really appreciate that. We are honored that you are part of us.
Oh, thank you.
We are going to take a break. When we come back, we've got weather for you and a few more topics. This is a hot morning this morning. It's hot this morning, not just the weather, but we've got some hot topics, and I'm going to really make sure that our listeners and potential listeners know that what we're talking about this morning on the show. The portion of this show is brought to you by Sharp Insurance and Associates. We'll be right back after these messages.
This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risk to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086 or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Attention all seniors, Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, How do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp and Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. Thank you for getting up and listening on this 4th of July holiday. Let me just mention that Franklin Wright Settlements is one of the largest and oldest nonprofit in Michigan helping low and moderate income families. There are numbers, thousands of people that have benefited from the services, from the thousands of volunteers, the employees, the boards of directors, all working together along with the management at Franklin Wright Service to improve the lives of Metro Detroiters, led by Monique Marks, President and CEO. If you would like to contribute to the work that Franklin Wright does, here's the number to call, 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000. And we've got three board members right here on Community Highlights and the Michael Van Tool Show with missionary Hattie Humphrey. She's the dean of the board. And I'm also on the board. And, of course, Kimberly Batchelor Davis is our board secretary. And she's here with the weather. What's it like today and this week, Kimberly?
It is a beautiful morning. It is becoming a scorcher. So our weather for today, Sunday morning is warm and muggy with temperatures starting in the 60s. Hazy and patchy fog are reducing visibility, so use caution while traveling in certain places. Sunday afternoon remains humid, and it will be hotter under mostly partly to sunny skies. Highs today will be 91, with heat indices in the low and mid-90s. Stay hydrated with water and keep your kids and pets away from empty vehicles, so please don't lock your kids or your pets in a vehicle. There's a slight chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm late in the day, isolated, but most areas will be dry. And Sunday evening will be warm with temps in the 80s. So today's high will be 91. Our low will be 72. Tomorrow will be another beautiful, mostly sunny day with a high of 93 and a low of 73. On Tuesday, we'll have scattered showers, a high of 90 and a low of 69. On Wednesday, we'll have more showers with a high of 85, a low of 63. On Thursday, we'll have scattered showers with a high of 79 and a low of 62. And on Friday, the sun comes back. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 82, a low of 64. And on Saturday, we'll have more scattered showers with a high of 81 and a low of 69.
But, you know, it's a great, great weather report. And
yes.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. We need the rain, too. So, but this is great. I'm really enjoying this holiday weekend already. Thank you, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Bishop Kathy, I want to keep you on the line because I would like you to share some closing remarks when we get ready to go in a couple of minutes, sir. But I did want to say something on our companion broadcast this morning on the Praise Network. I did talk about some of the catastrophic flooding that has occurred over and over again here in Metro Detroit. And, you know, I remember that, you know, a few years ago, within the past 10 years or so, when I don't know if you guys noticed it, but hasn't the weather gotten more intense, not just across the country, but even I remember that when the thunderstorms here started getting more intense, when yeah. the lightning got more vivid, the winds blew harder, we would lose power, and now flooding. I don't know. Nobody can tell me otherwise, but I know that there's something wrong with our weather. Am I the only one?
Climate change, for real. We only have to look out west. I think it's in Portland, Oregon. They have temperatures that are like 120 degrees, they said, and it's damaging. It's literally melting the electrical grids.
Yeah, they
I mean,
never
we look at
had
the,
anything that bad before. The streets, there's the rubber, the stuff in the streets to keep the streets together is melting.
Exactly.
Out west.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh,
and even look at the snowstorm that we had in Texas. That was unexpected. That's not a normal occurrence. Our weather is definitely changing and becoming more and more intense.
And they have the and especially a lot of people on the right have a lot of nerve to not even admit that there's something wrong. But don't we have to pay for all the damage from these storms? I mean, I did a little research this week to find out that. You know, a lot of cities don't have freeways that are built into the ground like us. Whenever we get on the freeway, we have to go down into the freeway. So a lot of other cities, the freeways are on the surface or they're on bridges. They're up above the city in a lot of cases. But in Detroit, most of our freeways, you have to go down. So when it rains hard, it's like a river. It's like it turns into a river, and they have to pump it out. So, and the thing about it is our systems here in Michigan were built for 3 inches of rain, of water.
Right. Wow.
But since 2014, our typical severe thunderstorm is bringing double that, twice, 6 inches. So there's no way, and you know it's not going to get any better. So they've got to start, and that's why Joe Biden, President Biden was here in Michigan yesterday to try to push this infrastructure thing because I think it's a good chance to, and let me just bounce this off of my political analyst here. Henrietta, isn't this a good time to start pushing through for infrastructure? Because, you know, the economy is going to be booming now after COVID. And there's going to be a lot of economic activity. The country's going to have the more money flowing through. I think this is a great time to invest in infrastructure because if we don't, this is going to be our downfall. What do you think, Henrietta?
Oh, it's absolutely a time for it now. Being that the funding is here, being that you know things are changing, infrastructures are changing, roads and bridges are old, they need to be replaced. So it's absolutely a great time right now to start focusing in on the infrastructure, not only with infrastructure land and sea, but infrastructure of agendas like environmental justice and home care, health care, workforces. All that's part of what I call the human infrastructure. So I think if we can, you know, we're focusing in on the physical infrastructure, but let's focus in on the core infrastructure, and that's the human infrastructure of how these things are ran and what's going to be needed to keep the total infrastructure in every day moving forward where it works out. So you need both the infrastructure of the physical and you need the infrastructure of the human source too.
Great. I want to
You know what, Michael?
Oh, go ahead, Evangelist.
Just really, really, really quickly, if we could just go back to, you know, the flooding, just in case there's a listener that still hasn't received help or support, you can call 211. And then also you can go to DetroitMichigan.gov and then apply for support and help if you're still having issues with your basement.
I'm glad you brought that up because I have another number here, too, for the city of Detroit, 313-267-8000, 313-267-8000. And the mayor is hoping that we get FEMA money. So is the governor because I saw some of the pictures, and I know some of the people that had to throw out furniture and appliances and food and meat. You know how much money they were. People had to throw out that rotting meat and had to throw it out and put it out front. People lost a lot. Then, if your car was stuck on the freeway underwater, not only did they, of course, take it somewhere, do you know they've been charging $500 and more for people to get their cars back to add insult to injury? To go through all that and then have to pay hundreds of dollars to get your car out. I tell you, people like to take advantage of you when you're down. But we can't continue. Even Dearborn, they're protesting in Dearborn about it. How many times do we have to go through these floods? And they said the mayor of Dearborn didn't even want to make a comment or speak or appear to respond to it. He's so scared to even approach the subject. You know, they need to take action, react, and do something to stop the flooding. Start putting some money towards infrastructure and start calling your state reps, our legislators, call the governor and make sure that it is a priority. If not, we're going to keep going through this over and over again. That's insane. Two more things I want to talk before I bring Bishop Kathy back. I don't know. Did you guys see Olympic sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson on the Today Show this week? You know she got suspended from the Olympics.
Yes. Yes.
I was disappointed in her response, and I wish somebody would take this stuff seriously and have had a public relations person to maybe guide her in her presentation and her responses and her answers and things like that. Because I know she's young, but she's an Olympic star, and that was a disaster of an interview. I don't know if you guys saw it.
I didn't see it. I've heard it afterwards. But go ahead, Bishop Kathy.
She got suspended for smoking weed.
Okay. Well, if that's part of the rules and regulations, then, you know, she felt, and a lot of people are feeling free to say that they are engaging in marijuana because it's so open now, and they feel like, you know, hey, why should I hide it? You know what I'm saying? So I commend her for wanting to come out with it, but I it's just at a bad timing. She chose bad timing to do it, and we have to be very careful in what we say. And it is important to get public relations involved, whereas we could be able to do, we could be taught how to speak in public. Some of us need to just hush. Some of us need to just hush.
How to not speak in public, right?
No, how not to speak, how not to say certain things, and that's what I love about the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. Because our chief instills that in us, how not to speak in public. You see, you better know.
Yes,
so I would commend him.
Bishop, it is legal in many states. It is still a federal crime in many cases, but it is legal.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that you need to smoke it if you're driving a Greyhound bus.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
It doesn't mean that you have to smoke weed if you're going to be in the Olympic trials. There's some times when you got to be smart. Yes, we're free here, but you have to be smart. You just can't do anything, anytime, anywhere. There's got to be some sort of controls and rules, and that's what this was about. This was about rules. I got one more thing I want to say. Did you guys see the photo op? I just thought it was one of the best pictures ever with President Biden walking through the cherry orchard with Senator Gary Peters, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and Senator Debbie Stabenow.
I did see that.
It was a picture of Democratic power. The only thing I wish is that maybe the lieutenant governor was there so we can see some color, you know. But it shows some power there with Peters and Whitmer and Stabenow and Joe Biden, our president. And it was like it was refreshing to see.
Can
that
I say one thing, please, real quick?
If
I may, I know what you. Let me say this. I think it was 6-7 years ago, if not longer, that the 4th of July fell, and it said, but it showed up on a Sunday. Today, 4th of July showed up on a Sunday for the particular reasons. When you notice that we just came off this major lockdown, everything started to open up. God wanted us to have a major holiday on a day that he knows you're going to set out. And he wanted us to have this day, this holiday, on this Sunday so that we can some seemingly enjoy the transitions that a lot of our loved ones had made up to heaven. You see what I'm saying? And this is what today, this is what this 4th of July showing up on this Sunday meant today. Because it could have showed up, you know, a couple of years from now, but it showed up after we just came out of a lockdown, after we just came out of a struggle. So I encourage everyone on this 4th of July that happens to show up on a Sunday, give thanks to God. Give praise to God. They said there's nothing more pleasing to God than the death of one of his saints. And we've got to thank God. I know some of us don't have a mother there now. We don't have a father there, a sister there, a brother there, a cousin there, a best friend. Some of our goldfish has even died during this thing. But we still find a way. God said, let us celebrate. Let us celebrate. Let us shoot off some fireworks and cut it off at the right time. But let us celebrate to take our mind off of our hardship. And if you could take anything away from me from the Michael Vantua radio station today, take everything and this. Keep your eyes on God. Look to the hills from which cometh all of our help. And today is a day of celebration. It's saying that I'm no longer dependent on you. I'm no longer dependent on stress to get me through. I declare my independence from depression. I declare my independence from this hurt that coronavirus showed up. Well, they talking about the COVID. I said corona. They talk about the corona. Corona been out here. There's a lot of folks just messed up on that corona beer. You what about the Budweiser virus? virus, the liquor virus, the weed virus, all of these other viruses. Today is the day that we thank God for life. And life, say, Lord, we declare our independence from that stress, from that situation that had us bound for seem like forever. Amen. Can I get a witness, y'all?
Amen.
You had the last word, Bishop. Thank you so much for blessing us. And
bless
I want to thank the Harriet Tubman of the Streets, Sister Branham.
That's right.
Thank you for sharing
Harriet
that
Tubman
information with us earlier.
Amen.
Yeah, from the hood. All right.
Yeah.
And the Sunday bless morning you. Team, Evangelist Christy Laster, Kim B. Davis, and political analyst and home care advocate Henrietta Ivey. Thank you, everybody.
You.
Thank you, Detroit. Thank you for those
you
who called in and listened on the line. Thank you for those of you who are listening online at blogtalkradio.com. Have a great holiday weekend. Enjoy it. Enjoy the celebrations and enjoy
bless
the
you.
Time with you and your families. God bless you. Thank you all. We're going to hear a little
bless
bit
you.
Some music from the incoming pastor at
I love you all,
Greater Pentecostal. Charles M. Laster II. God bless you all.
God bless.
God bless.
People, living people,
join me in this song, in this prayer. I want the whole world to join me in singing. I know it's your heart cry.
Are you tired of all the wars? Do you know it doesn't have to be this way? Killing and destroying our world. Do you want to change? Do you want to stay the same?
Say that we want to see.
Want to see people live.
We must choose what to do, whether to win or lose.